Good evening, First Baptist family and friends, and welcome to the First Baptist Church prayer service for Wednesday, March 23, 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And number two, please leave your phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Cecil Dryden.
Thank you. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, I come before you as I love to do, honoring you and thanking you, Lord, and thank you for the opportunity always to serve and to give you all the honor and the glory. Father, I just want to say thanks for the thanksgiving and your praise that you always, because I have to always praise and honor you, Father. Thank you for church members, church family, and the friends that are on the line, and our wonderful pastor and his family. And I just want to continue just to give it all to you, Father. Thank you for the honor and the glory that you have bestowed upon us every day. You give us the opportunity to wake up in the morning and see another bright and shiny day. It didn't have to be that way, but you do it because you love us. I thank you for your grace, your mercy. I thank you for your love and your understanding and how you just cover us and shadow us every day, giving us the opportunity to be better or do thy will and not ours be done. Father, I just love you so much, and I just give the honor and the glory to you. I just want to thank you for letting us be on the line today. We didn't have to be on the line. We didn't have to do anything, but just continue. We want to continue just to praise you and honor you and give you the glory. Boy, it's a joy. Joy to honor you, Father, give you all the praises. It's like it says in 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 and 18. Praise without ceasing and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And I believe that, and I know that's for a fact, because I do it every day, all day long, giving you the honor, giving you the glory, giving you the thanks, giving you the praises, because that's what we do. So, Father, I just want to say thanks for the opportunity. Thanks, First Baptist, for listening and praying with me. I also want a special prayer for our chairman, Deacon Andrew, and continue to bless him and keep him. Continue to let him touch the hem of your garment and get better every day. Father, we love you, we adore you, and we praise you and honor you. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Deaconess Jean Tolliver.
Good evening. I will be reading the 34th division of Psalms, verses starting with verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were raiment, and their faces will never be ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and excuses and rescues them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man that takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord. Oh, fear the Lord and his saints, all ye saints. For those who hear
him, there is no want.
The young lion did like and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want for anything. That was verses 1-10. May God bless God's word is blessed, and we pray that the word was filling and someone received something. Thank you.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Orpheus Tucker.
Let us pray. Father, thank you that you have brought each of us safely to this place this evening. We gladly surrender our lives to you in worship and praise. As we gather, we remember those who are not with us today. For those who are sick, we ask for healing. And for those away from us, we ask for your blessings to be on them. We invite your beautiful Holy Spirit to move freely among us this evening. Come dwell in each of our hearts. Equip us, challenge us, comfort us, teach us. Inspire us as we learn more about your majestic ways. Father, as we meet, now may we behold your beauty and encounter your grace. We ask all this in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak to the Lord directly during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Bruce Roberson.
Good evening, church. These words are found in Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this prayer service that we may now draw close to you, knowing that you get all the praises and all the honor for what we try to accomplish in your name. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings, all the many blessings, some that we may have asked for and others that you just showed your favor for us to receive. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life that we may have life more abundantly and have a right relationship with you, God, our Father. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that you sent to lead and guide us. Direct us, Lord, in your word and in your promises. Lord, we ask that you forgive us for any sins, transgressions, or anything that we've done that we should be repenting for. We pray, Lord, that we seek you in our weakness and in our trials. Father, you are bigger than any of our troubles, any of our pains that we have to bear. Father, strengthen us day by day to lean on you and to trust in your presence and in your power. Father, there's so much evil around us. Even when we want to do good, we just know there's evil everywhere. Wars, there's violent killings, there's homelessness, there's hatred on the rise. We need you, Lord. We need you to help us to prevail and show us the way and your will. We need you, Lord, for our families, our communities, our nation, all around the world, Lord. We just need you. Father, we pray for those who are lost, those who are in health recovery, those who are just need healing power tonight, Father, and comfort the bereaved families. Bless everyone on this line and all the families that are represented. We pray, Father, that this service and experience, and we pray for those who are able to help us each and every Wednesday to be online. Bless our pastor, the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker. Stir up the good work in him to lead our church forward. Touch our young people, Lord, that they will draw close to you and be the people that you have chosen to be in your care. We come together individually, and we come together collectively. And we pray for the speaker tonight that she may enlighten us. Bless her that she can get favor and that she can praise your name, Father. Father, I pray that each day we seek your love through Jesus Christ and share that love with everyone that we meet. Also, each day I pray that the joy of salvation through Jesus Christ be shared by each and every one of us. And Father, I pray that the light of hope through Jesus Christ will be shared in your kingdom here on earth. For it's in Jesus' name that I do pray. Amen.
Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Monica Watson, who is the First Baptist Church Youth Sunday Coordinator.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. It comes sweet.
morning, lift your hands and say it with me.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh, oh,
yeah. The Holy Ghost.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. I need something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name.
Oh, I realize
it is
a sweet.
Thank you.
Good evening, First Baptist Church family, visitors, and friends. Oh, how I love his name, Jesus. I thank God for allowing me to speak his words of wisdom to you tonight. I'm grateful and thankful to Deacon Bagley and this dedicated Wednesday night prayer team for granting me this opportunity. May God fill your cups with his grace, strength, love, and wisdom. Let us pray. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, before I ask you for anything, I want to thank you for everything. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. We ask that you continue to bless our youth as they go to and from school daily, and continue to bless our loved ones. Bless the homeless and this nation. Thank you for all of our blessings. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Please anoint my speech as I speak. I love, thank, honor, praise, magnify, and glorify you in the name of Jesus the Christ. These and all other blessings we ask in your name. Amen. My title is The Storm is Passing Over. The storm is passing over. Storms are going to come our way, even though we pray and praise God. Whatever your storm is, remember, God is the same yesterday, today, and shall be forevermore. In Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, "Peace be still." He is still commanding the storms to pass over. When challenging storms come your way, Jesus, the storm chaser, is a present help in our times of trouble. God allows storms to come our way, which seems to us like a crisis. But he is just directing us to look at Christ. Are you on a boat of sickness that's sinking in the storm? Just remember the greatest physician. If you are really in a boat filled with doubt, call out to the potter. If your money is funny, trust in the Lord, and he will provide all your needs according to his riches in heaven. If you are in a storm of weakness, he becomes your strength. That's when your storm is passing over. My spiritual grandparents and courageous mother, who is truly a sunshine spreader, always taught me to stand firm in my faith when storms occur in my life. They will pass over. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord, your God, is with you wherever you go. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Even now, as we are in the midst of conflicts, wars, hatred, racism, illness, violence, we still have to trust God. Let me tell you about my storm on Monday evening. My car cut off right after I got off the 14th Street Bridge in rush hour traffic in the middle lane. I did not panic, but prayed. Put the hazard lights on, and I stepped out of the vehicle to the median, called roadside service, and within minutes, three D.C. Treasury police officers came on the scene, one for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. First, they asked, was I okay? And then placed flares behind the car, directed traffic, and told me they will wait with me until the tow truck arrived. I'm so blessed. Look at the weather today. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. This is why it is so important to trust God. We have to keep the faith. In the world, you don't believe anything until you see it. When you pray, believe that you receive, and you will get the manifestation of it. In God's kingdom, you have to believe it first, then you see it. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, Jesus said, "If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." God's ear is turned toward those who pray to him in faith. During the pandemic, we all struggled, but we had to let go and let God. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Don't give up. I am so blessed to be in a family that loves, trusts, and believes in God first. I am grateful for my sweet daughter, China, my amazing mom, my wonderful aunt, our entire family, and my First Baptist Church family. I pray and encourage you to stay prayed up. Hang in there. Be steadfast. Seek the goodness of God in our storms of life. Get out of your boats of despair and doubt right now. Keep the faith. God's got this. And we will rise above the storms as they pass over us. And now, may the Lord rise up to meet you. I'm sorry. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. God bless you.
Oh,
The lines will now be unmuted for 20 seconds to show our appreciation for our speaker and her message.
God bless you,
thank you, Mom.
Thank you,
thank you, my beautiful daughter. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
We will now have remarks and closing prayers by Reverend Tucker.
We surely thank God for that very timely and beautiful message that has come our way today. Certainly we are grateful to God for Sister Monica Watson, for her faithfulness and her love and her blessing of this message. We are really happy that God has been with her and has demonstrated his blessings in her life. We want to thank God for each one of the participants who served on this program tonight for this prayer experience, the sincerity of your prayers and the commitment that you have blessed the many persons who are part of this prayer experience. We are grateful for all of those who participated and share together. God is a wonderful God who has allowed us to stay together and be able to come together and be richly and spiritually blessed as we come. Some 80 more people joining each week to praise God. It's a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm sure that God is pleased and will continue to bless each and every one of us as we come together, recognizing the power and grace that has been given to us by our holy and divine Father. Let us continue to share in prayer and praise and worship experience. And we invite you to be with us on Sunday, March 27th at 10 a.m., at which time we will have a special ordination service for members of our fellowship, the Reverend Maxwell Washington, Pastor Emeritus of the St. Matthew's Baptist Church, will be our speaker for the occasion. And we encourage each one of you to look forward to being here as we set aside the men that has committing themselves to a new responsibility of spiritual leadership. Let us join them and be in much prayer and for them. Let us also be with our bereaved members and friends. Let us pray for them. The homegoing services of Sister Flowers will be on Friday, March 25th. The wake will be at 10 a.m. and the services at 11. And then the homegoing services of Sister Willamae Womack will be on Monday, March 28th, the viewing at 10 a.m. and the services starts at 11 a.m. Let us pray for those families and be supportive in spirit as well as the Lord has blessed you. I want to also announce that on Tuesday, April 5th, at 6:30 p.m. We will have our joint board meeting, and we are looking for the presence of the trustee and Deacon Ministries to be present. And we ask that you would be on time, that we might be able to do the business that God has for us to do. You will receive a link for that meeting in your email. And then on Saturday, April 9th at 9:30 a.m. will be our quarterly church meeting. We invite all of the members of our church to come and be a part of that experience. 9:30 a.m. on Saturday, April 9th, our quarterly church meeting. We trust that you're going to keep all of us, all your sick and shut in prayer. Let us pray continuously for them. We know that we serve a healing and delivering God, and so we encourage you to pray for them. Now we're going to invite you to present your prayer request. 20 seconds will be allotted. The lines will be open for 20 seconds for your prayer request. Let us open the lines now.
I pray for a sweet family. I pray for a good continued degree of
blessing.
I pray for a church family. I pray, O Lord, that He would bless us all and keep us all. Keep an angel and His sister Shirley.
God, our Father, we come before you just now to say thank you. We ask that you would hear the cries of your people, the individuals, the names of those individuals who has been called out here tonight. And we ask, oh God, that you would heal, deliver, grant peace of mind. We ask special blessings upon the families whose names are set forth, O God. They stand in need of your deliverance, stand in need of your peace, stand in need of your grace. And we ask, O God, that you would draw nigh upon each and every one of them. We pray, O God, for the safety, protection of our nation, O God. We know that there's trouble and trial and hurt and pain. And sin all over the nation, O God. And we ask, O God, your deliverance, forgiveness, and be with them as only you can do. And then, O God, we ask that you would have mercy upon First Baptist Church, that you would deliver each and every one of us. Bless each member. You know what we stand in need of, O God. You know how we suffer and how we are in trial. You know our hurt. You know our pain. You know everything about us. And, oh God, we just ask that you would just be with us and sustain us. We do understand and know that storms come our way. If we're not in one, we are heading for it. And we know, O God, that only you can deliver us. Have mercy today, O God. Abide with us. And then, God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your keeping power. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for the help each and every hour. Thank you, O God, for how you have brought us through seen and unseen dangers. You kept us one by one. And for this, O God, we say thanks and much obliged. O God, fortify us and make us strong in your name. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen, amen, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant unto you his peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining our Wednesday night prayer service. Please be mindful of all announcements made by Reverend Tucker tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, please continue to enjoy the music.